animated Chris.
Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Vov Shvat, 19th of January, Rav Shlully Weisbaum Schlitter, Reb Chaim Brisker on heart wrenching decisions.
Okay. Shkaya. Start?
Yeah.
You're behind this? I don't even know who's behind this.
I'm not behind this. Dudi Itzkovich is really behind this.
Is he here?
He's not here, no.
He's watching.
You can thank him, he's watching.
He's watching.
Thank you very
now.
Much for so those who are behind this. I don't know really who's behind this. I know Josh Frankel came over to me. So, more than that, I don't know who's behind this great thing, but wherever it is, go ahead. Okay. So, the title was supposed to be a little bit more explicit, but on the paper we couldn't write it. We're going to speak a little bit about abortions. About halachic, how halacha looks at abortions. And we're going to see there's a lot of interesting halachas behind it. Now, just to start off with a story, how important deep learning is. There's a famous story once, Reb Chaim Brisker, it's a legend, I don't know if it's really true, but the legend has been said about a lot of people, so it's probably very important, very true, but the legend goes with Reb Chaim Brisker. He was once in Brisk, whatever, and the Chassidus Sheruv comes over to him and he asks him, "Why are you lumdish?" He was like, you know, full of sperm in front of him. "Why you deal most of the time? Why are you busy with lumdish and Ian and Ian and Ian?" It's more kedai. Learn halacha. A lot of people need to know what to do in Jewish life. Learn halacha. Be a good rav and finish. What's this whole Ian? She says, "Ah, yeah, perfect. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what's going on. Somebody just asked me a question. She's waiting outside. She had a cholent. She has a piece of meat, non-kosher meat. It was meant for her cat, whatever. And by mistake, it fell into the cholent. And you know what? They're not even sure if there's shishim in the cholent, so they didn't even know if this thing is kosher. So what would you say, Ruv? What would you say?" So he says, "What do you mean? It's a piece of meat, fell into a cholent of meat. It's a rabbanan, but the shishim, even if it's a safek, it's kosher." So Reb Chaim said, "Yeah, but wait a minute. Besides for the meat, it's non-kosher meat, so there's no melicha dante, there's full of blood in that meat. So it's deraisa. You can't say just because of it's a suffix shishim, it's batel." So the Rav said, "Ah, you're right, I didn't think about that. Okay, it's not batel, and you have a problem over here, you have to throw out everything." So Reb Chaim said, "But it's dam shebishlu. Wait a minute, it's cooking over here. Dam shebishlu is drabanan, and everything is mutter. So it's a vaiter drabanan, it's batel shishim, the suffix is all fine. So, ah, you're right, okay, I'm sorry, you caught me over here, I'm sorry, you're right." So then he said, Chaim said, "But wait a minute, there are banan, there is meat, there is blood in there, right? There's, besides for the blood, I told you that there's blood in there. So you tell me, dam shebishlu, it's drabanan. But besides for the fact that it's blood, it is also nevela blood, right? It is non-kosher blood. Now nevela is a deraisa, who cares dam shebishlu? Nevela blood is also deraisa. You can't just be so chill that it's batel b'shishim drabanan." So the Rav says, "Wait a minute. Besides for the Isser Dam, there's also Isser Nevela in the non-kosher Dam. There's such a thing like that." So Reb Chaim says, "Of them, dafen kvetchen the finger, the Rambam. That's why I'm here, figuring this out. If this chunt is kosher for this lady, yes or no? Now you understand what I'm doing." So that's... Right. So that's chunt. And chunt, if you have a shot, you can throw it out. What about more heart-wrenching decisions? What about a real baby? What about murder? I'll show you now that you need to have the same lumdus, the same decision, the same deep thinking and learning when it comes to much more heart-wrenching decisions. So obviously, like I said before, the topic is abortions. Now, we all know, right, this country, 1967, was the first country in the modern world to legalize and to permit completely abortions. You know, what we call pro-choice, woman's privacy rights. She can do whatever she wants. It's part of her body until the baby is born. It's like it's part of her. It's like her finger. Why can't she do pro-choice? You can do whatever you want. And in the States, it took a couple years. 1973, famous decision in Supreme Court, Wade, Roe versus Wade. Right, look it up on Wikipedia. You can spend a lot of time there. Basically, they came along and said also the same thing: pro-choice. Let's be pro-choicers. And if you think about it, it's really heart-wrenching. They say, 40 years after 1973, the numbers were over 55 million abortions. Imagine whole countries that were like sort of, you could say killed, you could say not killed, whatever you want to decide. But whole millions of people are gone because of this. But of course, on the other side, everybody knows there's pro-lifers. right? The guy and the Christians, they're very pro-life. And the baby, is the moment of conception, it's a regular, has the same qualities of life as a born person, and it's homicide, it's murder. Whoever does an abortion, according to the pro-lifers, is murder, 100% murder. Why not? And the Christians take it all the way. They say that it's never allowed. Abortions, according to the firm Christians, is never allowed, even if the mother's in danger, even if it's going to kill the mother, never allowed. So the question is how halacha looks at it. So obviously, like everything else, halacha is much more nuanced than just black and white, and politics, and it's not just black and white. There's obviously, you have to understand when, where, what, why. Sorry? I should speak louder? Let's see if I could. Obviously, in halacha, it's much more nuanced, and it can't be just pro-life, pro-choice. It doesn't work like that. There's obviously a lot of chilukim. So let's just go through a few interesting shadows. And I guess we'll say the halacha lemais at the end, but this is not an all-inclusive, this is just some of the major and probably interesting marmakoimis that you find in Shaskim Paiskim about abortion. So, everybody knows the halacha of v'chaiba. When you have a choice, either doing an isser or being killed, v'chaiba. You choose, you do the isser, nothing happens. Right? That's the halacha, that's the way the Torah works, v'chaiba. What about, everybody also knows, that there's gimel aveiros chevmeres, that there's no v'chaiba. One of them, shvichas dam. Obviously everybody knows, if a goy points a gun to your head and he says, kill or be killed, what's the halacha? You don't say v'chaiba, kill. You're not allowed to kill, period, no matter what. And unfortunately, you have to be killed, right? That's or fortunate, unfortunate, whatever you want to say. But v'chai bohem does not apply by killing. One time in halacha, there's one scenario in halacha where it's very similar. You have either one person dying or the other person dying, and you are allowed to kill. And that scenario is called roidev. When you have, let's say, for clarity's sake, Reuven, and he's chasing after Shimon. Reuven is this mafia gangster, and he's chasing after Shimon, and it's imminent that he's going to kill him. So the halacha is, even though it's either his life or Shimon's life, the halacha is right if you're allowed to kill him. If you have Shimon, if you have Reuven, who's chasing after Shimon to kill him, you're allowed to kill Reuven. Anybody who's watching the scene is allowed to kill Reuven. According to Pashtus, you first have to try to avoid it. First, maybe shoot his legs. If it doesn't work, kill him. Get rid of him. That's the halacha, right if. What about the question I'm asking, the Gemara asks, what about a little baby? You see a little baby, he's holding a gun. He has no idea what he's doing. But another 3 seconds, he's going to pull the trigger and his mother's going to die. Are you allowed to kill this baby? Yes or no? He has no idea. He has no idea. He has no idea what a gun is. You see him playing with a gun, in 3 seconds, his mother's dead. Yes or no? Shoot the baby or not? So the Gemara says, yes. He's a redif, kill him. Frag the Gemara, wait a minute. There's a famous Mishnah. Mishnah always. Now that's why you have to know everything, to know anything. Mishnah always. Mishnah says like this about abortions, probably the key source for abortions in halacha. The Mishnah says, if you have a little baby in the mother's tummy, right, way before labor, or that might not be so true, a baby in his mother's tummy. He's endangering the mother. The doctors say, you got to choose. It's either the baby, or either abortion, or the mother's going to die. You decide. What does the Mishnah say? Kill the baby. One sec. That's what the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't explain himself. The Mishnah says, kill the baby. Once the baby is born, says the Mishnah, halachically born. What does halachically born mean? If the baby is coming out normally, it's roiv padachte, most of his cap, most of his forehead. And if the baby is breached, it's most of his body. But halachically, when the baby is halachically born, then says the Mishnah, don't do nothing. Do not kill the baby. Even though the doctor says, if you don't take care of this baby, the mother will die. There's nothing you can do. Heart-wrenching, but you got to let the mother die. That's what the Mishnah says. Asks the Gemara. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. What do you see from here? You're telling me that when a baby who's about to shoot his mother, you're allowed to kill him because he's a redif? How come over here you're not allowed to kill the baby? So the Gemara says a fascinating thing called Minashamayim Radifu. This baby is not a redif. It's not exact same case as a baby holding a gun to his mother. The baby was put in, he never was anything else. As soon as he came into this world, Hashem made him a redif. Hashem put him in the position that his whole essence is being a redif. It wasn't his choice. Obviously, we're not talking about bad choice, good choice. We're talking about a little baby anyway. So it's not like he has in mind to do something wrong to kill his mother. It's just, the fact is, when a baby's holding a gun, ultimately it's his choice to kill or not to kill. Answers the Gemara, but by the baby, once he's born, his whole essence is this position. and therefore it is not considered a raidif. Therefore, unfortunately, pick up your hands, you can't do nothing. Very sad, but there's nothing you could do. That's what the Mishnah says. So we need to understand why, when the baby's on the inside, you kill him, better kill him, because you gotta save the mom. And once the baby is born, you're not allowed to kill him. Murder. You're not allowed to kill him. So Rashi says, very simple. When the baby's in the mother's tummy, it's not a nefesh. What is it? So what it is, I don't know. But it's not a human being. And therefore, kill him. Easy. According to Rashi. When the baby is born, homicide, murder, no killing. When the baby is born, he's not a roidif, no killing. Right? Fine. Now, there's a problematic Rambam. Everybody quotes this Rambam, and it's quite problematic. The Rambam, when he quotes his Gemara, he says a little bit different. He says, in the mother's tummy, you're allowed to kill him. You know why? Because of roidif. Because he's roidifing his mother. The doctors say, either abortion or the mother dies. Rashi said the reason why he'll kill the baby is because he's not a human. He's not a nefesh. The Rambam says, because he's a roidif, he's endangering the mother. Like all of you said. He's endangering the mother. The first thing you should do is kill him off. He's a roidif. That's what the Rambam says. So everybody asks on this Rambam two big questions. A, why don't you say like Rashi? What's wrong with Rashi? Why don't you say, there's a baby in the mother's tummy, he's nothing. There's no murder there. And B, I don't understand. According to the Rambam, you're going to get into big trouble over here. Because in the mother's tummy, you're telling me he's a roidif, he's allowed to be killed off. Once he's born, he's not a roidif? What changed? Why in the mother's tummy are you saying, kill him? He's endangering the mother, kill him? Once he's born, suddenly he's not a roidif. In a shemaim or the fool, your fancy svar, that his whole essence is in this situation, therefore you can't kill him, he's not a roidif. Why? What happened? What changed? So this is the big question on the Rambam. Okay, so Reb Chaim has a whole pshat, and that's why I started off saying Reb Chaim has a whole pshat to explain the Rambam. Maybe, not because of the time, maybe we'll get back to it, because we want to speak more of the shadows, more of the interesting shadows. Reb Chaim has a whole pshat had to explain the Rambam. Reb Chaim says, to keep it short, it's a very, very intense Rambam, but intense Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that A, the Rambam for sure believes that a baby in the mother's tummy is not a nefesh, not like Rashi, and it is a human, and therefore you have to come on to say raidif in order to kill him. Because, like we know in Yom Kippur, if the doctor says, listen, mom, you're perfectly fine, you didn't have to eat. But for your baby, you have to eat. So the Gemara says she's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So you see, you're allowed to be mechelel and iser of eating on Yom Kippur to save even an uber, b'me'imah. So you see, it is considered a nefesh. It is considered a human being. So Reb Chaim says that the Rambam has a reason to say why a baby in the mother's tummy is a human, is a nefesh. Okay. And then, what's the difference between the two? Why do we say roidif and it's mutter to kill the baby inside and usher to kill the baby outside? If this time we'll get to it. A major shtickle in Reb Chaim. Unbelievable. Fine. But one thing is for sure, that we have now a situation where, according to Rashi, a baby in the mother's tummy is not a nefesh. It's not murder. According to the Rambam, it's homicide, murder. It's a real nefesh. It's a human being like me and you. And it's full-fledged murder to kill that baby, to do an abortion. So two things we have to know. First of all, according to Rashi, it's not a nefesh. So why not allowed to do abortion? Why not preach pro-choice? Pro-choice. Why not allowed to do abortion? It's not a nefesh. The answer is, all the person say, is because, very simple. There's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Zion. The Gemara says that there's a pasuk in Noach, a strange pasuk in Noach. Pasuk says, okay, I forgot the lashon of pasuk, but the pasuk says that you're not allowed to kill Adam by Adam. It's talking to the Bnei Noach, it's talking before Klai Yisrael came around, it's talking about the Bnei Noach, and you're not allowed to kill Adam by Adam. Shefich dam, Adam by Adam. And the Gemara says, Ezer Adam by Adam is that uber b'mei imoy.
Shefich dam, Adam by Adam.
Dam yishafik. So the Gemara says that this is talking, the pasuk is talking to the Bnei Noach, and the Gemara says clearly that for a Bnei Noach, for a non-Jewish doctor to do an abortion, is aser midaraisa capital punishment for a goy. If chas v'shalom an abortion needs to be done, not through a goy, because a goy, capital punishment if he does an abortion. That's an open gemara from a pasuk and pashas night. So and then everybody knows the famous gemara chulin that there can't be such a thing that it's aser for a goy and mutter for Israel. So that for sure is an iser, even according to Rashi that says that that a uber b'mei imoy, a unborn child, a fetus, is not a nefesh and there's no homicide, there's no murder. It's for sure usher. Why is it usher? That's unbelievable. There's probably three main mahalchim and achrenim. Why, according to Rashi, if it's not murder, what's the isser of doing an abortion? You're going to be blown away. Number one, from the Yavitz, Chavis Yar, others, they say, Shechvas Zera Levatala, wasting seed. What's the difference if you waste seed before it conceives or after it conceives? And there's a fetus, there's an embryo, there's a baby. What's the difference? They're both Aser. And therefore, killing a baby, if it's not murder like Rashi, it's Aser. Why? Shechvas Zera Levatala, it's not worse than before it happened, than before the baby was born. A little bit amazing, but sure. If you don't like that, they say from Shlomo Zalman that he said it's geneva. Killing, doing an abortion, killing an embryo, killing a fetus is geneva, because the halacha is zachal shloi b'fanav. You are allowed to a baby in his mother, a fetus has ownership. You're allowed to give him something. Zachal shloi b'fanav, even a little baby in his mother's tummy, he has ownership. Well, if he has ownership, you're not allowed to steal anything from him. You're for sure not allowed to steal him, and therefore you're not allowed to kill him because you're not allowed to take him away. If you're not allowed to take away his money, Koshkin says of Shlomo Zalman, you're not allowed to take him away. So if it's not murder, like Rashi, the Rambam says murder, it's nothing to talk about. If you go like Rashi, that it's not an effish, it's not murder, what is the Isser? Either so far, Shechva Zeller Vatala, strange, or even stranger, Geneva. But the I think the basic shot is from the Marit and others, that the Acharonim say, the Isser is Chabur. You're not allowed to harm yourself, even if it's part of the mother. A mother, nobody's allowed to chop off their finger for no reason. You're not allowed to harm yourself. Right, that we learn, I think, from in Benekes Rasha, the halach is that Bezin is not allowed to give you extra malchus, or for sure you're not allowed to give yourself malchus. You're not allowed to hurt yourself for no reason. Hashem told you to take a chayas on your own body, keep healthy, whatever, etc. You're not allowed to hurt yourself, and therefore there's no such thing. It's chaburu. It's cutting a part of yourself off, and that is the Isser. We'll get into a fascinating topic in a minute. So according to the Rambam, it's hariga, murder, homicide. According to Rashi, it's nefesh. Why is it also three mahalach? I want to just point out, before we get to the lachal ma'aseh, what could be three nafkaminas, three differences between them two. Amazing. Difference number one, so you have a lady, she's the doctors say there's a big mess over here. One doctor comes out of the labor ward and tells the husband, you should know it's either the baby or your wife, or the mom. You have to choose. Unfortunately, situation doesn't look good, you have to decide. Either an abortion, or you might have to say goodbye to your wife. Another doctor, 5 minutes later, comes and says, what are you talking about? My team just looked at her, everything is fine. She should be fine, I can manage. I promise you we'll be all fine. So you have a suffix that the mother will die. If you say like the Rambam, that killing that baby, doing that abortion is homicide, is ritzicha, can't do anything. Before you know for sure, you can't do it. You can't just kill somebody. Maybe it's going to be dangerous for the mother. According to Rashi, nefesh. Okay, in case of emergency, you have a suffix, pikuach nefesh, b'seder. Sheikh Vazel of Atala, Geneva, Chabura, Safik Puach Nefesh over here. Of course you're allowed to do the abortion. One nafkamina. Okay? Another nafkamina. What about the doctors say that the mother's fine. The mother will survive perfectly. It's just that there's going to be a real mess after that. Either Tay-Sachs, the baby's not well, the baby won't be well. Tremendous emotional strain on the mother. Let's say the doctor says the mother will be knocked out for 10 weeks after this. A year after this. She'll live, but it's going to be terrible. Or any other thing you can imagine. It's not, the mother's life is not in danger, but there's serious emotional trauma. Let's say the mother herself doesn't want to have this baby. The mother says, if I have this baby, I'm going to go nuts. I have no money, whatever it is. Unfortunately, but the mother says she'll go crazy, physically, emotionally, she'll be knocked to pieces if this baby comes out. Abortion, yes or no? Same question. If you go like the Rambam, this is a matter of murder, homicide. There's no excuses. You cannot kill this baby. I don't care how crazy you're going to be. According to Rashi, if the whole Isser is, you know, what we spoke about, okay. Especially if the Isser is chabur, like I said, the standard way of thinking. According to Rashi, the Isser of abortion is chabur. Wait a minute. What's the Isser of chabur? You know, every time that a woman pierces her ears, she's a little bit of an issue with chabur. You're not allowed to make yourself bleed for no reason. The answer is tikkun gavra. If you're doing it for a solid reason, you're allowed to. Same thing is with cosmetic surgery. A woman wants to have a nose job. You're allowed to do it? Chabur, no? You're not allowed to just incision for no reason whatsoever? So the standard psak is from Ramesh and others that if she's going to go nuts, if she doesn't do this, she feels like she's ugly and she can't look herself, she can't look at herself, she'll go crazy, emotional instability, it's enough to do a chabur. Just like if you're unwell, you're allowed to do a chabur. Of course, you're allowed to go under surgery, you're allowed to go under knife if there's something seriously wrong with you, physically wrong with you. Some person can say if there's emotionally wrong with you also. So, okay. So, in this situation, if the mother's going to go cuckoo if she has this baby, according to Rashi, do it. do the abortion. According to the Rambam, there's no excuses. Third nafkamina, this is unbelievable. Third nafkamina is 1942, Nazi concentration camp. Yimach Shemoy v'zichri, there's a Nazi, plays around with a Jewish girl. Next thing you know, 2 days later, the Jewish girl tells him, do you know that I have a baby? Do you know that I'm waiting for a baby now? The guy, the Nazi, goes mad. I'm going to have a Jewish child? He must be mad. Right away, he runs to a Jewish doctor from the camp, and he says, listen, I'm giving you an ultimatum. Either you do abortion on this girl, or I kill you. What's the halacha? Is the Jewish doctor allowed to do this? If you learn like the Rambam, this is Ritzicha, what's the halacha we spoke about before? If a guy holds a gun to your head and says, either kill or be killed, nothing you can do about it. You have to be killed. So what this doctor is about to do is Ritzicha, murder, homicide, the Jewish doctor has to give up his life to this beast. Emalasot, sorry. If like Rashi, okay, is an Isser to do it. For whatever reason, Genev, whatever. It's an Isser. Not the first time that somebody was over an Isser for the sake of his life. Like we spoke about Bechaibim, it's Mutter, it's Mechuyiv, Mechuyiv to do it. It's another Nafkamina. So it's heart-wrenching. Okay, so there's three Nafkaminas, and just speak a little Halacha L'maisa. Moshe Feinstein famously was tremendously anti-abortions, no matter what. He went like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. That's the problem. The Moshe Feinstein writes, just because you have a kasha on the Rambam, so you can throw it away? Fact is, the Rambam says it's murder. You don't understand it. You're going to have to come into Reb Chaim Brisker to understand it. Okay, it's your problem. Don't worry. The Rambam doesn't need Reb Chaim Brisker. It's okay. The Rambam figured himself out also. And that's the halacha finished. No abortions whatsoever. Tay sex, doesn't matter. Always awesome. Okay, there's certain cases where he gave a tearing, but pashtus, standard across the board. Famous machlekes with the Tzitz Eliezer in Eretz Yisrael, Lezer Waldenberg, he has 20 volumes of Tzitz Eliezer, massive Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He was much more meikel, and the tshuvas back and forth are not so sweet. The tshuvas back and forth from Tzitz Eliezer writing to Reb Moshe, not so sweet. He says, who does he think he is to be machmir so much? And Reb Moshe says, a doctor, he was the head of Shai Tzedek, the place of Shai Tzedek, for Reb Moshe Weiss today. Reb Moshe Weiss also is a shtickle meikel, but anyways. But Reb Moshe writes that I'm writing this whole tshuva to go against this guy with Mechitaya, killing people is crazy. And especially he wrote it after 1973 when Roe versus Wade, when the United States came out that it's all mutter. So that's Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe's terror is very against it. Say one more thing, we can say that Lemaisa, even though the Shulchan Aruch goes like the Rambam, what some Peskim say and some Sfarim write about the Rambam, which will change the game a little bit, again, Reb Moshe did not go like this, but will change the game a bit, is that some people learn that the Rambam only says that it's murder once the baby is on its way out. Because the whole Mishnah that we dealt with in Olus is a woman who is Yeshiv al-Majbe, a woman who is a Mekasha Leilat, a woman who is already in the birthing center, or giving birth. Once the baby moved from its place, then maybe, only then, maybe, perhaps, said the Rambam that it's murder. But if the baby is comfortably in the mother's tummy way earlier, In the pregnancy, maybe even according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be murder. I'm just saying maybe. I'm not saying anything, actually. I'm just quoting what other people say. And that's how some people get out of this tremendous problem of the Rambam Paskli. And again, that's how Shulchan Aruch goes, that killing a baby is true abortion. We could say that regarding a baby, there's another whole Shabbos. That's about killing the baby. What about Chil Shabbos? That's a whole another circuit, maybe a different time. A whole other shiloh about being Michal Shabbos for an Uber. Yes or no? So this is all Gemara's about a Pashtus, yes. I heard yesterday, fascinating shiloh, even though it's nothing to do with abortions, but you like it. What about frozen embryos? The IVF doctor comes out, and he says, I don't know what's going on, all the freezers are broken, electricity is gone. If you don't do anything, it's Shabbos today, if you don't do anything, you have thousands of frozen embryos that are going to go to the garbage. If you want, you can be Michal Shabbos and turn the freezer back on. You're allowed to, yes or no. So the Pashtus, I mean, everybody's thinking, obviously you're not allowed to, because frozen embryo is not a fetus in a mother's tummy. There's nothing going to cut. If you leave it, if you don't do anything with it, nothing's going to happen. And there will not be ever a nefesh from this thing. It's nothing with nothing. And therefore, avada and avada, the psak is that it's awesome. Could be, people say, I don't know if it's science fiction, or one day, or maybe not one day, what they say today in science, that they'll be able to have artificial wombs, that you'll have a guy from China and a woman from the States, and you put them both together, an artificial womb in Israel, and you'll be able to grow a baby like that. I don't know if it will happen, won't happen, and that's what they're talking about today. If that's true, maybe frozen embryos will have a little bit of more significance. Maybe you could get a baby out of this thing without doing it, without just leaving it there. Could be, with leaving it there, you will get a baby. I don't know if it's true, if Hashem will allow this type of thing to happen. Sean, I think we covered most of the Maram Koimis. The key Maram Koimis, like we saw in Olus, there's others, but those are the interesting ones. Shkoyach, Tzachar, Kaltov.